Welcome to No BS Bishop, Alive to Love with Bishop Randy Dean. We promise to inspire, challenge, and make you think beyond the ordinary, reaching for a life lived for love alone. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and tell your friends to join us every Saturday night at 5:30 and Sunday morning at 9:30 Central Standard Time. And now, here's my husband, Bishop Randy Dean.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Bishop Randy Dean, the No BS Bishop. I'm alive to love. I believe lesser values than love devolve, slide into the rabbit hole of BS, which is bait and switch, or it can be whatever else you might think that those two letters mean. So, alive to love, that's why we're on the planet. We're eating, breathing, sleeping, resting, working, so that we have whatever it takes, the energies and the resources to love the world around us. John 3:16, the most famous Bible verse of all. For God so loved the world. And it is an invitation, right? It's an invitation for us to join God in this grand adventure of love. Life is an adventure to be lived, and it's to be lived by love. I say here every week, I repeat it because it needs to be underscored and italicized. I am no perfection professor of love. I am, however, a pilgrim on a journey of love. I'm climbing the mountain of love, and I've slipped back to a couple of plateaus in my life, just like all the rest of you. But if we stay on the plateau and we look at the pinnacle of that mountain called love, and we look longingly and refuse to climb it, then something inside of us needs to be restored. We've got to get back to the climb, to the pilgrimage, to the journey that I call love, alive to love. Today I want to talk to you about the rituals and the renewals of love. The rituals and the renewals. There's something to be said about rituals. I know they can be done to death. I understand that. I've been a pastor of 50 years, and I know there are certain rituals that just need to go out to the trash heap. They're a waste of time. Nobody's in tune to them anymore. They're simply empty rituals. But I do believe in rituals that are full of grace. They're full of love. They're full of a foundation. I do believe in rituals that give us a reminder, routine reminder, that things are steady. I believe that love requires rituals. Love requires some set of basic life experiences, basic life practices that we carry on through our day-to-day, everyday, you know, that ho-hum, constant drum of who we are, what we do. I'll give you a short example of that. Many, many years ago, as a young pastor, I had a man in our church who, a guy named C. Lee Smith. He was just a great Texas rancher. It was was pastoring a church in Clyde, Texas. Go ahead and look it up on the map. I doubt you've ever heard of it. But anyway, C. Lee told me the story of how his grandpa, when he was a little boy, he would watch his grandpa always get up first in the morning and make sure that grandma had a cup of coffee. Grandpa Smith would get up, brew the coffee, and make sure that was the first cup was ready for Grandma Smith. I don't know how or why that subject came up, and I don't know how or why it so struck me as beautiful, but it hit me. It hit me right between the eyes, and I made a commitment in myself to do as much as I could to be that guy, to be the coffee maker and the deliverer of coffee to my bride, Ginger, as often as I could. Now, I don't get to do that every morning, but as many mornings as I can, my ritual of love is to bring a cup of coffee to my sweetheart of 47, going on 48 years now. I see that in the rituals of love, There are reminders that just need to be stated without so much fanfare or maybe even any notice at all. For years or maybe weeks or months, you may not notice it, but you know, if you miss it, then you're the recipient of your ritual of love will kind of raise an eyebrow and say, "Wait a minute, something's missing today." Somebody told me the other day that, you know, during Valentine's Day, I don't need to tell him I love him. We figured that out years ago. And I get it. I know you figured that out. But not going to hurt you to keep a ritual going that says, I love you. If you've joined me here on the No BS Bishop anytime at all, you know I close every episode of the No BS Bishop encouraging you to get somebody's attention, look them square in the eye, and say the three most magical, charmed words in the human language. I love you. To make it part of that ritual that is full of meaning. Churches are notorious for rituals, right? And in that ritual, if it's done well, if it's done with love, if it's done with a real connectedness to why we do what we do, I think you will find that people are resonating with the need for, at this point, we say the Lord's Prayer. At this point, we recite the Apostles' Creed. At this point, we sing a song. At this point, the preacher preaches. See, I'm of the notion that you've got to have some of that structure upon which you can hang some of the spontaneous combustions. You can do some off the cuff things that just are entertaining and validated. I see it kind of like a Christmas tree. You can have great, beautiful ornaments and tinsel and lights, but you know, none of that is anything if you don't have the ritual of the tree. If you don't have the branches and the steady stand that holds a tree up, then you don't have anything to hang lights on or tinsel or any of the other beautiful decorations. So I think seeing it in that light should help us to see that love as a ritual is valid. It's important. It's the tree upon which we can do the other things that I'll talk about in a moment, the renewals of love. But let me just stay on this whole idea of a ritual of love for just one more minute and remind you that life is not found in all of the giant moments. Real life isn't in every exciting Super Bowl. Real life isn't found in every exciting championship game. Real life, to use the sports analogy, real life is on the ritual of practice. Real life is found where a team is being mentored by a coach, where teammates are learning how to cooperate and respect one another. Those are the rituals. Those are the rituals, for instance, in athletics and sports. Those are the rituals of church that I mentioned earlier. The valid need for having certain things we do in certain ways, I don't mean that in a lifeless way, I mean in a committed, intentional way, it just simply creates the outline that then we can build a story of wonderful renewal beauties. We can add the tinsel and the colors later, but if we don't have the ritual, oh my goodness, there's nowhere to put the stories. I believe in the 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous. I've heard some people take them to task and talk about how ritualistic it is and how people are just hanging their hat on certain ideals that are just shop-worn. Well, I beg to differ. I've seen far too many lives powerfully, positively impacted by the 12 steps. We're affectionately known as the 12 steppers, that we know that in these steps, of course there's going to be nuances, and of course there's going to be a left turn here and a right turn there. Of course we know there's going to be some kind of side journey, some sort of stop and pause and take in the sights and sounds of a certain arrival in the 12 steps. But without the 12 steps, there's no place to arrive. There's no place really to go in the pursuit of sobriety. That's an example. On the family level, I believe children really do love rituals. Now as a grandpa and as a father of two grown kids, my kids will tell you more about some of the simple rituals we did than they can tell you about some of the big exciting things we did. In fact, Yeah, my wife and I were just discussing yesterday that we need another birthday party on our calendar, and I won't say anything about that here because I don't want to give away a certain surprise. But my point is, birthday parties, you know, they're kind of rituals. They're just this moment of the rite of passage that somebody's turned 10, somebody's turned 15, somebody's turned 16. You know, the whole idea of recognizing a birthday, it's that love that is built into a ritual. Building rituals into children's lives is some of the, I think it's just some of the sweetness that gives a child the opportunity to hang on to the grand scheme of life so that there can be some of the renewals. And I'll get to the renewals in just a moment. But one more time, let me remind you that love has rituals that are necessary, and they are as simple, as I mentioned earlier, as getting up and bringing a cup of coffee to your loved one to say, I love you, I appreciate you, I recognize you as absolutely necessarily beautiful in my life. You bring a beauty and a strength to me that I can't have alone. Here's your first cup of coffee. I forgot Ginger's cup of coffee several days ago, and she sort of gently cleared her throat and asked about her cup of coffee, and I just about fell out of my kitchen chair. I thought, oh my gosh, what have I done? I forgot the ritual. And I do that because I simply want my life to be remembered as much in the small moments as it was in the big moments. I want those small moments to be the Christmas tree upon which somebody can hang some Christmas lights and tinsel. All right, let's transition over now. Love needs rituals, but boy, love needs renewal. Love needs the renewals of certain beauties and passions. And why is that? Well, the reason why love needs renewal, because when we have loved and when we have truly loved, we are set up for disappointments and heartbreak. The brokenhearted are the bravest folks among us because they have dared to love. That's a quote from Brené Brown's Atlas of the Heart. Let me say that again. The brokenhearted are the bravest souls among us. Why? Because they dared to love. When people say, I'll never love again, it's out of their heartbreak. And I always try to gently remind them, well, I beg to differ. I think you will love again. And the reason I believe that is because love is in the DNA of the human heart. Love is in the DNA of the image of God that is born in every boy and girl and woman and man on the earth. We are lovers destined to love again, even when our heart has been shattered. It's important, though, to recognize that in those moments of heartbreak, there's where renewal must happen. That's when we have to dare a renewal, turn a corner, do something new, see something that you haven't seen before, change the channel, find some new music, find some new books, find a new friend, find something that shakes it up, makes you realize that love is fraught with disappointment. Love can be fraught with the pains of somebody said something they shouldn't have said. Love is, it really can become crippling if we don't set forward a desire to renew our love in the face of all things contrary. So, when we renew love, we do things in a little different fashion. The rituals are important, but something that's just a little out of the box might come as a pleasant surprise to somebody who simply needs a pleasant surprise. But I want to tell you that I believe that the pleasant surprise needed is for those of us who give in a renewal of love as much as it is for those who receive in a renewal of love. It's as much for those of us who are giving it because we dare to love again, because we reach out past the ordinary. We reach out past the well-worn path. We've been rubbing that little rock in our hand so long that we no longer feel that rock. It's so smooth. Well, it's time to rub a different rock in your fingertips. It's time to put a different handful of sand in your hand to recognize that when love has been has been hard, when love has been in a valley of disappointment, it's time for renewal. It's time to look in the mirror and give yourself a good pep talk. Time to find somebody and just dare again to risk a new friendship. Somebody that's, you know, somebody that's themselves in need of renewal. I think likes do attract, and I do believe that if you find somebody in a disappointment, or when you find yourself in a disappointment, you're likely to find somebody else in a disappointment. Now, let me hurry to say, when two disappointed souls meet, there needs to be a high level of accountability and commitment to love genuinely and not just out of what we used to call in high school being on the rebound, right? You remember that? Don't be on the rebound, be on the renewal. Be on making it new again. Don't just run to the first disappointed soul you can find because you're disappointed. Look for those whose disappointment has been embraced in a healthy way so that you can reflect on your own healthy embrace of disappointment. Whenever love is renewed, it does stir. I don't care what age you are. It stirs excitement. It stirs the child in you. Even if you're a child, you find yourself thinking about a project that you have a love for. You find yourself thinking about a hobby that you can't wait to dive deep into. Or you find yourself thinking about that person that you just met and you wonder, I wonder if they feel about me the way I feel about them. That's how love is renewed. I want to suggest to you as well that it's not just about hobbies or professions. It's also about our society. It's recognizing that we live in a time, and especially here in America in the 21st century, where there's been an awful lot of heartbreak, an awful lot of disappointment, an awful lot of footballs that have been fumbled. And now it's time for all of us to collect ourselves and remind ourselves that love is possible again. And love for a country, love for neighbors, love for our enemies. Jesus suggested that one of the great ways of fulfilling the great laws of all the Bible is just to love your neighbor as yourself and your enemies, loving all with all the love you dare to risk. So when we have had good, solid rituals of love, we will always be in need of some steady renewal of love. Because in the rituals of love, we're giving ourselves a path to walk. But along the path to walk, storms can come and the path gets washed out. Or unexpected falls happen along the way. And it's time, once again, to get up, maybe rest, give yourself some medical attention if necessary, or some spiritual recovery if necessary, psychological recovery. Talk to a counselor. But don't be so quick to determine that you're just going to set on the path rather than stay on the path. Let's stay on the path, folks. Let's be courageous to love. Courageous to love people that we maybe never thought we could or would love. Courageous to love somebody that's outside of our normal range of relationships. If you're Protestant, love your Catholic brother. If you're Catholic, love your Protestant sister. Find a way to connect again with people around you that are of a different persuasion, of different notions, of different ideas, different color skin. Maybe there's somebody in a job that you always wished you had, but maybe they need to find that you're interested not in their job, but in them as a person. How did you find this job? How did you get to the place you're at? Ask questions. Take somebody out for a lunch or a dinner. Take them out for a cup of coffee, but be intentional. Be intentional for the renewal of your love. Be intentional about submitting your footsteps to new paths so that the rituals have meaning in the renewals of your love. Well, I'm coming down toward the latter half of the broadcast, and I wanted to give myself plenty of time to practice our rituals. And to explain again, if you haven't been here before, or even if you have been here before, why I do what I do. I am teaching and preaching and unpacking and this subject of love. I'm taking a deep dive into the far end of the swimming pool of love because I am convinced that love is the only credible value of the human existence, and that without love, everything else devolves into nasty bait and switch or other kind of manipulations and fakery that we are all tired of on some level, even if we don't know we're tired of it. And so my goal here on this broadcast is to keep on teaching, unpacking, and exploring the notions of love, because I'm convinced it hasn't been adequately explored. I'm convinced it has not been adequately taught, and especially among people of faith, love is a challenge to really grapple with when you're a person of faith. And there are people out there, most of whom on this planet are not people of faith. Let's admit it. Most people are not going to church, and we people of faith are not going to convert them just because we decided that they need converting. No, only by love will the world see again that faith is a worthy pursuit. So that's why I'm here. I'm a pastor of 50 years. I've got 50 years of pastoral counseling that I've given. And on the receiving side, I've submitted myself to a few counselors in my life who have mentored me and taught me how to love better and how to love out of a healthy taproot. So we gather here every week on the No BS Bishop Alive to Love to discuss this one subject. And it is inexhaustible. Absolutely. I'm convinced it's inexhaustible. I've been at this a few years now, and I found myself realizing that I cannot run out of material on this, nor do I ever expect to. It is ever rich in its truth. And as I said today, there are rituals. Now let's talk about one ritual. One ritual is to be a person of peace and settledness. One way to settle yourself every day, one way to be a person of peace, one way to exhale all of the toxins of anger and jealousy and envy and bitterness and unforgiveness, one way to do it is just practice good breathing, because it centers you. It brings you to a point of reflection, and it stops you from the hurry. We live in a hurry disease in the 21st century. Everybody's in a hurry. And in that hurry, we're missing the stability of the rituals of love. So I teach you how to breathe. Take 5 minutes every day. Give yourself a little retreat every day and breathe steady, breathe healthy. So I want to practice that with you right now. On the count of three, I want you to take a deep breath. Plant your feet flat on the ground below you. Set your spine up straight and pull air into the basement of your lung, all the way down to that diaphragm, almost to your waist. Pull it in there to your belt line, all right? On the count of three. One, two, three. Inhale. Hold it. Push it in there. And exhale. That simple exercise, 5 minutes a day, it'll lower your blood pressure. It'll steady your mind. It'll give your body a little reprieve from the anxiety and the adrenaline rush you may have been in. And it'll give you a ritual of loving yourself, breathing well. Now, another ritual that I challenge all of us to practice, and I mean practice makes it perfect, and especially perfect practice, is to look somebody in the eye. Give somebody full attention. Don't rush by those three words, I love you. Don't say, I love ya. That's not even a word. That's not three words. It's just a goulash of syllables. Don't do it that way. Love is too valuable to be treated that way. Say, I love you, with eye contact, with heart connection, and with emotional involvement. So find somebody, look them in the eye, and say, I love you. Yes, it's weird. Yes, it's awkward. Yeah, the other person's eyes are going to dodge back and forth. But after a while, you'll learn how good and valuable it is for you to give it, no matter how it's received. And be aware, you can do it very untimely, awkward way, but you can also do it in a way that you explain to somebody what you're doing. And say, I love you, with the full heart of a renewal of love. And then make that renewal something of a ritual that you're saying I love you to somebody somewhere every day. I really do appreciate you being here for these episodes of the No BS Bishop Alive to Love. I honestly cannot tell you how excited I am about this project and how this is the basis of my entire ministry these days. I expect that from 68 years of age, I'll go to the last day of my life unpacking the beautiful, significant, powerful truth of being alive to love. Now go out there and do something beautiful today, folks, because you know it, right? Ugly has been done to death. It's time for the people of beauty to arise and shine. I love you. Happy trails, y'all.
Thank you for being with us today for this episode of No BS Bishop, Alive to Love with Bishop Randy Dean. Be sure to join us again here next week, Saturday at 5:30 p.m., and Sunday at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. Feel free to contact us with your questions or comments at randydeanministries@gmail.com, and we welcome your financial support at paypal.me/randydeanministries. No BS Bishop is a service of WPCA Radio and Randy Dean Ministries.